Here we are, the first episode of Portlandians. What do I do now? Okay.
So here it is, episode one. Sounds like a, I'm about to pick a bad Star Wars joke, but I'm not. I think I just did. So yeah, Portlandians podcast. This is something that I feel like, I don't want to say that I'm, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but I kind of feel like that's true, so I will. I feel like I've been struggling. All right, let me tell you something. Let's get honest here, because that's kind of the point of this whole deal. Part of the reason I'm doing this is I wanted to be honest with myself. Pretty happy person most of my life. Never really had any problems with that until a couple of years ago. Went through the biggest breakup I've ever had. I know, who cares, everybody fucking happens to everybody. But it never happened like that before to me. A lot of searching, a lot of questions, a lot of figuring out, Jesus, what happened? Why? When? Who? What? Those are pretty much all the questions, I think. I've went through all of those, and basically it's been, 2 solid years of, just kind of regrouping, trying to figure out what the hell it is that I'm doing, and what I should be doing, and how hard I should be trying, and how much I should be just okay with what I have, and where I'm at. And one of the things I've kind of figured out is that I mean, someday I would love to be able to do what I love doing for a living. I don't think that's really that much to ask. But yeah, so I'm a musician. And my name is Sam, or Samson, whatever you want. So I've been struggling with, like, what do I'm really into politics, comedy and music. How am I going to combine that? Kind of stumbled across this as a portal to the world. Even though I know probably not many people will actually be listening to this, it feels nice to know that they can. That it's out there. Somebody could hear it. Somebody could like it. Somebody could want to buy something from me. With my music, or my old IKEA chair that I have to get rid of when I move. So eventually I'm going to put a donate button on this page too, which is, I know it's horrible, but I don't have to charge people for shows. Like, you can't listen to my show unless you have this amount of money. But if you do have that amount of money, you know, I would really love to do more of these and make more music. Being honest with you, I'd love to not have to go to my local community college in order to get financial aid to be able to afford my apartment. I'd like to just be able to afford my apartment. So anyways, I'm really excited about this, this show, and hope you guys like it. I'm going to have some recurring characters on the show. I definitely want to do a lot of different things. I want to do music. I want to do... Let me just apologize, because their intros are not going to be this long, usually. I feel like I have to do an explanation on this one. So anyways, yeah. I want to do music. Whether it's me playing, whether it's me and my friends playing, whether it's my friends playing, whether it's people I don't even know. But I like the... Hi, Paco. Hi. Yeah. That's my cat, Paco. She's a girl. Maybe we'll get into that later. I don't think it's really important. Sorry, Paco. Is this your interview? And is that what you're sitting there facing me like... You're waiting to me to ask you some questions. Paco. Okay. I know, we know your name's Paco. Yeah, what are your hobbies? That's pretty interesting. Okay. Wow. You have a lot. What? What was that, Paco? Uh-oh. You sound like you're kind of... Oh, boy. You sound like you're getting a little, angry. You're gonna have to cut me off. Just trying to have a conversation with you and figure out some things about you. Seem like you have a lot on your mind. Appears that you just want to rub yourself against my torso. It's not very good on an audio recording. So, I'm gonna have to move on. Anyways, what my point is that I'm just trying to, I want to do a lot of things. And, somehow, podcast is, a really great way to do them all. Anyways, I should probably just get into it. What we're doing this episode, it's gonna be kind of a little, collection of episodes. I have a group of friends. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a group of my friends, but I just have a term that I refer to people that I think are just excellent people. People that are really, really good at heart. They're intelligent, they use common sense, creative, funny, just quality people. It's things that I try to be, and when I see them in somebody else, it makes me feel good, okay? It makes me feel really good. And they don't have to just be guys, but I call them the real guys. Some of them are people I barely know. Some of them are people that are really great friends of mine that I see more than anyone else. This first show is basically about them. They're going to be recurring characters on this show in a variety of formats because they're real guys and they're smart and they use common sense and they're funny and they have really good politics. So I just want to introduce you to them, let them get to know... kind of what you're in for. And the cool thing is we kind of cover a lot of things in here. We cover art, we cover politics, we just shooting jabs at each other and making each other laugh. So we kind of run the gamut of most of what the show is going to be about. Just hanging out. One night, I've cut it up into, I think it's going to be about six or so segments. We're going to have my friend Daniel, awesome buddy, used to live with him, used to work with him, really great musician, hopefully gonna go on tour with him this summer, do a West Coast tour. There's a link to his music at the bottom of this, homepage here. Then my buddy Rigel, who is hilarious and great friend. Definitely one of the real guys. He's awesome. Used to work with him, used to live with him. He's a very freelance kind of guy. Kind of a mysterious kind of guy. I should edit in little clips of their voices. And then there's a really good friend of mine. He's an artist. Political activist. He's choosing to be anonymous. So I'm going to grant him that... wish. The thing I like about it is that means that he's free to say whatever the hell he wants. Which, one of my, I would say the number one thing that I look for in a person is honesty. So yeah, Daniel.
That shit is bullshit.
And then this is Rigel.
Don't fuck with the platypus, it's got venom sacks.
And this is my friend who chooses to be anonymous.
My floor, my wood floor, is turned into the screaming faces of persecuted Native Americans.
I call him the Anonilosopher. It is just a combination of anonymous and philosopher. Pretty basic shit here. I'm a simple guy, you know? I'm just one guy. Why you gotta put all this shit on me? Why the expectations? I'm doing a radio show from my couch. And we recorded this show in my friend's basement.
I can't hear you. What? Am I not accepting help?
Is that what's going on right now?
I am. I'm a human being in the world.
Car?
I think we all get that way.
Well, I haven't had a message from Car in like 6 months. What's Car got to say? Come see my band, Axicorn, at Plan B.
You should go see them.
9 p.m. tonight.
I've heard that.
On the Kenton Club on Sunday. Yeah. We can go to Plan B tonight and see Axicorn play.
Or the Kenton Club on Sunday?
Or the Kenton Club on Sunday.
That would be better.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be better.
Cool. All right.
Oh no, I can't go Sunday. I'm going to the dance.
Oh yeah.
It's the lyric dance.
I'm really happy just sitting here smoking weed and drinking holy. And I love you, Sam. you're like a brother to me. You're fucking
I know.
Family, dude. So
I know.
So don't act all dejected and unloved and shit. Like call me up and come over and fucking hang out and be lonely. Because I live in my
house. We'll hang out and be lonely together.
I work in my house.
Somehow we got from that to this.
Get the drugs! Let's do the drugs!
You want drugs?
Yeah, drugs. We're gonna do drugs.
I bet Mike knows where to get ketamine.
I bet he does.
He's got some. He's like, oh, I have a shoebox.
You keep it right next to the psilocybin and the fucking...
Did you text him about the
fucking sodium sickinol.
Did you text Solos? Yeah. Everyone? Everyone you know?
Too much. Boner?
No spooner.
Ketamine.
I want to take acid.
I kind of want to do again, too. That's the one that I
acid?
Said I would like do one more time.
Acid, yeah.
I want mushrooms.
Acid.
Mushrooms, I was against for a while, but I think I would try them now.
Mushrooms are fine, but I want
desperate.
Acid. I want hardcore acid. I want two hits of acid.
Two hits
of acid.
Yeah, two, yeah.
I think one would be pushing it.
God, dude. When I was
I've
like,
only ever done the one.
When I was 17, 18, I took 10 at a time before.
Jesus H, fuck.
Uh-huh. I took 3 hits of paper and then sniffed a line of fucking mescaline one time. I was tripping so hard. I was like seeing shit. It was unbelievable. My floor, my wood floor, is turned into the screaming faces of persecuted Native Americans. Their faces are on the floor. I couldn't leave my overlord for hours. Awesome.
They stayed that way for hours?
It was acid. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had lots of time. And I was straying on that rug for what seemed like an eternity.
That's the beauty of editing.
Oh, shit. We gotta remember it when we're recording.
No, we gotta remember it when I'm editing.
Okay.
Well,
you can say anything we want.
That's true. Well,
that's the beauty of it.
What I want.
You shouldn't have it like a
good here's,
right.
Here's the great. I'm
here's
putting trust in you to keep
you
out of jail.
Dude.
Come on. That's
here's the here's sure. The beauty of it. There's editing for one.
Or you.
Number two. Thank you. So there's editing, and then there's also there's all these levels we can do. When you're on here, I can either be like. Here we have. Who's a painter? His website is this.
Oh, website.
Whatever.
His phone
or we can just be like, here's my buddy.
Jobs.
Or we can be like, here's my buddy. painter, or we can be like, this is a friend of mine, and then we can talk about any fucking thing.
I like that.
We can talk about fucking whatever.
I kind of like that
talk
better.
Talk about vandalism.
I really kind of like that better. Because, because I'm not really out to sell myself. Like, I've decided in my life, this is what I've decided, guys, that I'm going
to
find some way to fucking exist in this capitalist structure that requires me to do either day jobs I like or day jobs. Because here's the thing. Painting doesn't pay unless you really fucking sell out or you really kiss some ass or you bend over backwards to fucking do it. And I know that. And, you know, it's like writing poems, right? Like, not everybody who writes poems gets to be a professional poet, you know? Like, who gets to be a poet? You gotta be a professor anyway, you know? You gotta do something else, you know? Like, and then, you know, and then later on, maybe I'll be famous. That'll be after I'm dead anyway. So why the fuck am I worried about it? Like, I'm just trying to find ways to make a living while I make paintings.
Can I call you a...
No, don't do that. how about just Kevin just not call me by my name and edit me out if it comes up?
I know.
Okay,
cool. I just gave my note to myself and it was.
But you see what I'm saying though, you know, like, I don't know why art has to be like your job. I don't know why art has to be like, I don't know why anything has to be anything like that. I don't know. Like, maybe
it's. Man, I struggled with that many times. That shit is bullshit.
You know,
okay, we're getting deep now. I don't know why anything has to be anything, and that shit is deep shit.
Yeah, I know.
What did you say?
I know. We're like fucking 8-year-olds.
So anonymous.
It's really entertaining, actually.
What about you? I already got your link on my fucking page.
So much for that.
I noticed that.
I'll take it down.
It works, too. What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah,
whatever
well,
you want to
here's
do.
What I want to say.
That's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of this.
Some people can
we
be
are
artists,
creating
some people, yeah.
Fucking anything we want, and any person in the world that has computer access can fucking hear it.
It's fucking anarchy. Fucking total
That's
anarchy.
The fucking beauty of
I
it.
I love it. I love that so much. I'm actually really glad
fucking
we're
what?
Having
I'm gonna do a show where it's like you and me playing music for an hour. I want to do a show where it's all the fucking friends of ours that hang out together that used to work at the Purgs. We get together and talk about what activism is today and where it's going and how it's doing and if it's still valid and if it's the only thing that's valid and what's some stories about you getting fucking tackled by the tractor dude.
Oh yeah.
You marrying somebody you can't just.
Hobbs,
right?
Hobbs.
There's fucking good stories.
Yeah.
That's at
stories.
Least one show.
There are some damn good stories.
It's at least one show.
You're right.
And then we can talk about fucking Bahrain.
But here's the cool thing.
Talk about Libya. We can talk about Japan. We can fucking shoot the shit and talk about fucking just funny shit that's happened to us or just get stoned and.
I agree.
Babylon.
I felt like last time at your house.
Babylon about Babylon. Oh, I'm gonna light my balls on fire.
Maybe we should play some Babylon 8.
See, this is already nice. What I was gonna say is like, I don't know, like it's the same thing with the painting, right? Same thing with making art. Like, let's make art when we feel like it and when we can. It'll always be best if we're not fucking forcing shit.
I think we got trapped as musicians. Anyone who grew up being a musician after the Beatles. Was like, I play guitar, I could be like the Beatles. And then all the rock, you know, the rock era and all those bands.
Well,
and
we grew
all
up
in
the
80s guitars.
Too, with rock gods, yeah. Everybody's a rock god.
And
know?
They're not that amazing. They're
like
regular guys
heroes.
Playing guitar and singing some good songs.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone's like, I should do that.
But the industry spent so much fucking money on them, blowing them up. Like inflating this pedestal underneath them, you know?
Exactly. It's just crazy marketing explosions.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
But there's also the fact that great music makes it through music. Even back in the marketing madness of rock.
I wonder if you scared me earlier, Dan, when we were talking on the phone, you were like, a lot of people had walking pneumonia. Because I'm wondering if it's quitting smoking or if it's walking pneumonia.
You quit smoking after all these years and you really start clearing your lungs out, then It's going to be like 3 months, probably.
Of coughing?
I think
so, too. It kind of makes sense to me that it would be.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about it. I feel like I won a prize.
You've gotten how long? Have you
been? 8 days.
8 days? So you've gotten past the hardest part of it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as addiction-wise, but
as far as physical,
you're gonna be, your lungs are going to be
physical.
Spelling some shit for a while.
Physical was like 50, well, I don't know, from like 50 hours to like 72.
Yeah.
Where I was like racked with like suicidal thoughts and like just miserable. Just miserable. Just, you know, and sick on top of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's your version of the dumps. Everybody's got their own version.
I feel bad because you're recording. I'm sitting here coughing.
It's okay.
It's just real.
I guess you can edit it.
That's the main point.
Yeah, it might be horrible. It might sound horrible.
Probably the loudest thing on the microphone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh shit!
Oh well. Damn, the party got interesting. You gotta be careful, because you don't have anything like blocking the fire pit. You don't have a screen up.
Is that the log?
I don't mind if this thing catches fire. It's not gonna.
It might not be much fun to breathe, though.
Long. We used to crisp our tennis balls. If we had old tennis balls and we were playing stickball with the tennis balls and a metal bat or wood bat,
crisp them?
Set them on fire for a minute and they kind of give them a crusty shell and then they go further.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's wind resistance.
Yeah. For a counselor at my camp, started people doing it. It's good.
You get wet.
It's like a little ritual, too, before the game. You get some paper underneath, put the balls on there, set it all on fire. That's a little tennis ball bonfire.
We need more rituals. We don't have enough rituals.
Yeah.
Or I guess we have them, but they're not like...
They're antiquated.
We have rituals, but they're all like either religious or commercial.
True. Which puts a big damper on them if you're not religious or commercial-minded person.
Mm-hmm. It's the birthday of the country. Drink and let off fireworks. It's the new year. Drink and let off fireworks. We're celebrating our troops. Drink and let off fireworks.
It's St. Patrick's
Day.
We're
celebrating labor. Let's drink and let off fireworks. That's what we do for every fucking thing. And then it's like,
yeah,
this one's kind of about Jesus, so we're eating ham and there's a rabbit. What?
Right.
Yeah.
So and you kids find eggs. What the fuck?
Well, the difficult thing is that as soon as you...
Whereas in Spain they have like the running the bulls. That's pretty fucking awesome.
If you like torturing animals.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's that. But people are getting trampled at the same time, so it's kind of like a sacrifice.
I mean, can we really have rituals that are like, you know, because the ritual, like, people believe in it. The reason a ritual happens is because there's a mythos that people are subscribing to, right? But, you know, here we are, like, nowadays, and, I mean, what are we really going to subscribe to like, invest in? You can't, like,
the Oscars.
You can't have a self-aware ritual. You can't have a ritual where you're like, let's have a ritual just so we can generate some culture. We're going to manifest some sort of unity. We're going to unify people by having this process that we all participate in. But we know better than to really, you know, give it any real meaning. We're just going to let it. It won't happen. Like, there's nothing to it. There's a substance that way. It's got to have the people's belief. You know, the problem that we have now, you know, in the rational, the scientific age, the postmodern age, is that we see through all these mythologies. Like, there's no mythology's dead. So, I mean, what are we going to have a ritual on?
But you can have, I mean, there's no mythology about, like, running the bulls or, like...
Well, there kind of is, though. It kind of is. There's history to it, right? There's got to be some kind of historical story to why this came about, right?
And I'm sure
that
it's linked to another historical story that's Judeo-Christian or that's possibly Roman, or, you know, I don't know. I'm certain that there's some historical chain, some causal
marathons,
some mythological chain,
Greek,
some mythological chain that has manifested this ritual, right?
There's all kinds of history involving, like, the conquering of animals, the ability to knock them out, take them, do
maybe
them as you
example.
Please, even giant animals, people moving elephants
maybe
around.
Maybe that's
world.
A bad example. What about Day of the Dead? What about Day of the Dead?
Well,
Day of the Dead.
Carnival.
That's good.
That's an awesome.
Christian connotation.
Carnival.
So awesome.
I don't know. Every
about
fucking
it.
Country has it. Mostly Caribbean and South America.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about it, really.
They just get together once a year, and there's huge bands, all in matching kind of costumes, and they have a name for their band, and it usually has something to do with the area of Brazil they're from.
Kind of like Mardi Gras.
They're just like, there'll be 150 drummers, and then like 60 horn players, and then like people would play percussion, and then people are singing.
What time of year
does
it
happen? They spend a year writing and practicing and performing this song. Or not performing, I guess, but practicing the performance of. And then, Carnaval, they all compete. And it's like a week long, I think.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of the costumes and things. I know this occurs in Latin America. I just always thought of it as like a Latin American Halloween. I didn't really know what it was.
It's like the World Cup of music.
But yeah, here in the U.S. of A., we've got the American Idol, so you don't even have to leave the house or play drums.
There's got to be some kind of
Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you actually know how to play guitar, you have to like unlearn to be able to play that game.
Right. Train your muscles.
I'm terrible at that game because I'm trying to figure out what are they trying to get me to play. Like, what parts are they trying to get me to play?
Right.
And then I'm like not playing the game.
It's just beats and beat subdivisions.
Right. But it's like a lot of the songs, like I know how to play it. Or at least I can kind of guess how to play it.
But
I know what the rhythms are. And
different.
Yeah.
To ranking real music.
I know what the pitches are higher than other pitches. And they do them back the wrong way.
Yeah. I keep wondering if that's going to inspire kids to play guitar or inspire fewer kids to be able to know how to play
like
guitar.
Whatever, I'm probably good at it. I'm good at this.
It'd be interesting to see.
I can already play all these songs.
I'm probably good at it.
When I play them with you guys, it sounds like crap.
Yeah, you guys suck. I'm a fucking guitar hero.
Oh, man. I played that once with Mike Sch- It was dumb. I was like, this is dumb.
It's kind of
was
fun.
Was that at
like, Laser Tag? When I play with my friend Iggs, it's really fun because he's like insane. He's a total genius. And then like he can really readily apply that to video games. He's like, you want to play this game? And I was like, I'm not very good at it. And he's like, oh, neither am I. And then we play it and he's like athletic.
Athletic. Because you can
it's
see
like,
where to put your fingers. I mean, it shows you where. So, really, the game is placing your fingers in the right places at the right time.
Fast enough.
Yeah, fast enough. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's like, there's like songs that are written, I think, for Guitar Hero now. Literally. I'm not even exaggerating. I think bands are like, I'm going to have the hardest song on Guitar Hero. And literally the whole song
that's so
is like for like 3 minutes. And my friend is playing that shit. Like, how in the fuck?
Do you know that game?
And then he's like, yeah, you should watch this guy, though. And then I realize who he's comparing himself to when he says, I'm not that good. And it's like, the fucking world champion of Guitar Hero. On YouTube, playing with like 400 people watching him and like cheering him on. He's like, and it's he's playing the song that my friend just played, but he gets 100% accuracy,
And my friend just got like 89. He's like, yeah, I'm not that good. You are a fucking dick. He's too smart.
You know that game? You know that game you play in the square yard where you put your hands out and the other person moves their hands underneath and you slap them? I can't remember. Yeah, like that.
That was like the wimpy version of Bloody Knuckles.
The slap hands?
I like the wimpy version.
It's much better. We used to play with combs.
How does Bloody Knuckles work?
We used to play with... It's the same thing as that.
Uh-huh.
But you have... Yeah, I think one person just has nothing. And they have to hold their fists out like this. And then the other person has... We used it with playing cards. And we used...
That's
like... The combs, the plastic combs with the handle.
You slap their fists with it?
Yeah, and you have one of those in your hand. And you have to, like, try to hit them in the knuckles.
And they try to pull their hands back.
Yeah, and if you hit them, you get to keep going.
Oh, gee.
Until you miss.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how the slap...
It's anyway, fucking brutal, man.
Anyway,
come back from recess and have, like, six fucking puncture wounds in the knuckles.
Wow. The reason I bring it up...
You're like, yeah...
Because we
bled knuckles.
Yeah, I kept thinking to myself, we might as well be playing it. That's hand slap thing.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that. But I felt like I was losing.
Check it
out. Hey now, right in the lips.
Sorry.
Kiss it.
Alright. Oh, you get it out.
Fat lips.
Look at your face. I gave you a fat lip.
Kiss it was a line my friend Adam Wade said in college.
He's a really good friend of mine.
Well, I mean, he's 30,000 miles away, but...
30?
He's an awesome dude. I went to college with him. He used to have a show, a little mini show, on ESPN Classic. It was called the One Question Interview, and that was literally how long it was. You had, like, the intro to the show was, like, 30 seconds long, and then he would sit down. He sat down with crazy people, though, like, Run from Run DMC, and he sat down with Mike Ditka and, like, a bunch of other people, but he just does a one-question interview. And what he did with the guy from Run DMC was, like, he's like, I gotta ask you, is it actually tricky to rock a rhyme? And the guy was fucking pissed.
Why?
He's like... Just fucking stares at him, like, steaming, fuming mad. And then just goes, I don't know, can you do it? And my buddy's all playing the meek, like, he's like, I no. And he's like, yeah, then I guess it is tricky. And then there's this super awkward thing of him, like, going to shake his hand and then... The dude doesn't move, so he like kind of takes it back, and then as he's taking it back, the guy's putting his hand out. So he goes to take it, and then the guy pulls his hand away, and then they just cut.
I love
it's
it.
It's fucking awesome.
Great.
Shit, that's ridiculous.
And then he does one with Mike Ditka where he actually gets him to dance. He gets him to do the Super Bowl shuffle or something. It's fucking amazing. Anyways, why did I bring him up? I brought him up a long time ago for some reason, and then just babbled on forever.
I saw my buddy John Silvestri back in New York. He's been in pictures for a long time now.
Yeah?
Now he's like AD to Scorsese for three movies.
Holy shiza.
Mm-hmm. Worked on The Sopranos for 5 years. He even fucks Julia Roberts.
Ugh.
What? You're kidding.
No, I'm just kidding.
See, that was kind of funny.
He was like her caretaker. He was her caretaker or something.
Oh my god. I just kept thinking, oh my god, you know, like, well, those guys are so cool and so successful in their careers, and look at us in the basement.
That's what did it.
Tossing our balls around, getting stoned.
That's to build suspense for part 2.